Text numéro 99. The boys in our liberal school are different now that Trump has won. When we walked into school on the morning of 6 November, we exchanged quick glances with the other girls in our social circle, looks filled with uncertainty and dread about the future, access to abortion and contraception, protection of the environment, and the growing hate and violence toward marginalized groups, all have the potential to greatly impact our lives. We had conversations about why Trump's victory felt so defeating. But as we sat down at our desks, we noticed a very different attitude among our male peers. Subtle high fives were exchanged, and remarks about the impending success of the next 4 years were whispered around. It didn't make much sense. We live in a mostly liberal town in the Hudson Valley, where Harris Wolf signs were posted outside of most of our friends' houses. The boys that were the most vocal in their enthusiasm about the election results have progressive parents just like ours. Then we started to realize that it was just the beginning of a new wave of male conservatism that was infiltrating our school. Obsession with achieving a more muscular body through excessive exercise and intense dieting, fueled by ridiculous social media campaigns, fell far outside the realm of healthy self-care, and the desire to socialize only with other boys stood in stark contrast to the co-ed activities we were accustomed to since childhood. Seemingly harmless, disrespectful comments with witty undertones toward girls became commonplace, and feelings of traditional male dominance started to sneak back into our friend groups. It genuinely felt as though they viewed us as unintelligent or even inferior. During science lab, our male lab partners read the directions aloud to us, and we had to remind them that we could actually read. We believe that this is happening across the country. Young, well-off white boys from liberal families are being tempted by conservatism simply to protect an archaic idea of masculinity that guarantees them inherent power. A shift back toward traditional gender roles is resonating with them now as progression toward female empowerment threatens their self-esteem. So how do we address this? How do we ensure that young boys practice critical thinking instead of falling victim to Trump's rhetoric and gender stereotypes that we believed had finally been eradicated? Parents, we urge you to be aware of this growing phenomenon and teach your children about the dangers of calculated political movements designed to further one politician's agenda. Until we do so, it is likely this pattern will continue, and the most dangerous aspect of this is how little it's talked about in mainstream media and how easily it has been overlooked in progressive communities. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2024.